Chapter 9. A Bullet is Stopped. Marius was in misery. He walked the streets until the early hours of the morning and finally went home to Courfeyrac's place and threw himself on his bed. When he woke up, Courfeyrac was hurrying out.
"Haven't you heard? The new revolution is beginning,"
Courfeyrac said excitedly.
"Are you coming to the barricades?"
Marius did not know what his friend was talking about. But that evening, before he went to see Cosette, he put Javert's guns in his coat without knowing why. When he reached the house in Plumet Street, Cosette was not in the garden. The house was in darkness. He ran to the door and knocked loudly, not caring about her father.
"Cosette! Cosette!"
he cried. There was no reply. She was gone. His life was over. Suddenly, he heard a voice calling,
"Monsieur Marius, your friends are waiting for you at the barricade on Chanvrerie Street."
It sounded like Eponine's voice. But when Marius reached the gate, he saw a young man disappearing round the corner of the street. There was only one place that Marius could go. Without Cosette, he did not want to live, and he knew where he could die bravely. He began to walk quickly towards Chanvrerie Street. There were lots of soldiers about, and crowds of poor people too. A war was coming to these streets between the people of France. But as Marius got nearer to Chanvrerie Street, all the windows were closed and the houses were silent. The sky was black. The city was holding its breath, waiting. Marius came to the top of Chanvrerie Street. A short way down, he could see the back of the barricade, outside an inn. Men with guns were on their knees, ready to fire. Courfeyrac was there with them. Marius was frightened, but he had to be strong. He thought about his father fighting bravely in so many wars. "It's my time now to be brave," he thought. He was ready to meet death. "Cosette doesn't love me anymore because she has gone without waiting for me," he told himself. Suddenly, a soldier on the other side of the barricade shouted,
"Who goes there?"
"The French Revolution!" called Courfeyrac.
"Fire!"
came the answer. There was a storm of light and noise as the fighting began. Soldiers climbed onto the barricade. Bodies fell. The red flag fell. Marius watched as a boy of about 11 climbed up to put back the flag. At that moment, a soldier pointed his gun at the boy. But before the soldier could shoot, Marius fired one of Javert's guns and hit the soldier, who fell down. Then Marius noticed a large barrel of gunpowder near the door of the inn. As Marius ran towards it through the smoke, another soldier pointed a gun at his head. But a hand was quickly laid over the end of the gun from behind, stopping the bullet. Marius was not hit. He reached the barrel of gunpowder and picked it up.
"Get back, or I'll use this gunpowder to blow up the barricade," he cried,
and the soldiers quickly ran off. Marius went into the smoke-filled inn, and everyone stood around him.
"You're here," cried Courfeyrac.
"You saved my life,"
cried the boy, who was called Little Gavroche.
"We've already taken a spy,"
he said, pointing at a man tied up with ropes near the wall. Marius saw that it was Javert, but nothing felt real to him.
Long live France! Long live the future!
Courfeyrac and his men shouted. A short while later, Marius went out to check the barricade. As he turned, he heard a very quiet voice.
Monsieur Marius.
There was someone on the ground with no shoes.
It's me, Éponine. I'm dying.
She was dressed as a man.
There's blood on your shirt. I'll carry you inside, said Marius.
As he got down to pick her up, he saw a hole through her hand.
I stopped a bullet to save you, she said. The bullet went through my hand, but it came out through my back. Don't move me. Nothing can save me now. Just sit down next to me.
Marius did what she said, and she put her head on his knees.
I feel no pain now, she said.
She was silent for a moment, and then she said,
Everyone here is going to die, but I wanted to die before you. I was waiting for you to come. Do you remember the day that I came to your room? I was happy that day, and I'm happy now.
Just then, they heard little Gavroche singing.
That's my brother. He mustn't see me, Éponine said.
Your brother? Said Marius, very surprised.
My parents didn't want him. He lives on the streets, and he's happy, she said.
She lifted her head and brought her face close to Marius's. Her breathing was very difficult now.
I've got a letter for you in my jacket. Take it. I didn't want to give it to you, but I must. But please promise to kiss me when I'm dead. I shall feel it.
She let her head drop back and closed her eyes. Then she opened them again and said,
You see, Monsieur Marius, I think that I was a little in love with you.
She tried to smile again and died. Marius kept his promise. He placed a kiss on that cold head, a thoughtful goodbye to a poor girl. Then he opened the letter, his hands shaking. The address on the front was 16 Verrerie Street. It read,
My dearest, Father says that we must leave today. First, we will go to 7 Homme Armé Street. Then we leave for England. Cosette.
Marius kissed the letter, and for a moment he was happy.
Cosette does love me, he thought.
But then he said to himself, She's going away. Her father's taking her to England, and my grandfather doesn't want us to marry. Nothing has changed. I must still die. But first, there are two things that I need to do. To tell Cosette, and to save Gavroche, Thénardier's son and Éponine's brother. He took a notebook from his jacket and pulled out some paper. On it, he wrote, I want to marry you, but it's impossible. My grandfather won't allow it, and I have no money. I came to your house, but you were already gone. So I must die. I love you. On the front, he wrote the address in Cosette's letter. Then he opened his notebook again and wrote in it, My name is Marius Pontmercy. Take my body to my grandfather, Monsieur Gillenormand, 6 Fille du Calvaire Street. He put his notebook back in his coat. Then he called for Gavroche.
"Will you deliver this letter for me?" he asked when the boy came running.
"But the barricade might fall and I won't be here," said the boy. "Can't I take it tomorrow?"
"No, the soldiers will be back early in the morning and you won't be able to get out. Go now."
Gavroche took the letter.
"All right,"
he said, running off.
"If I take the letter quickly, I'll be back in time," he thought.